For a moment, imagine you're David, and here you're faced with an enemy who is 9'7" or 2.9 meters. Would you not be afraid to face such kind of an enemy? I'm sure deep inside David there was a little fear, but he did not let the fear triumph over him, but instead, he used the courage that he had and the belief that he had in himself and he would that sent him to conquer Goliath. My name is Muhani Gamaliel and this is the Bold Speak podcast. And in this episode, we are going to speak about fear. Nelson Mandela once said, "I have learned that courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers the fear." Fear, in many ways, it weakens our ambitions and goals and programs our mind to see the possible as impossible. If David had allowed fear to take the better of him, he wouldn't have faced Goliath. But instead, he did gather all the courage that he had in him and believed that he had trained enough to conquer Goliath. And all of you know the aftermath. So don't let fear stop you from taking those risks that you would like to take, because at the end of it, you realize that it's not that bad. You know, I came to realize personally that we all have fear, and sometimes you have an adversary or you're supposed to undertake a task, maybe with a group of other people. Let's say, for example, an examination, and you get to the exam room and you feel like you're the one who's least prepared because of the fear that you have. But you see the boldness that is on other people's face and you think that they don't feel afraid. I bet if you ask them, you'll be surprised that they're even more afraid than you are. So don't allow others to determine your mood, but instead, learn to master your fear. Learn to master your fear, because fear is something that's created in the mind. And the moment you learn to program your mind to react to fear in a certain way, I assure you that you are going to control your fears. And when you control your fears, then courage is going to come out and courage is going to triumph over the fear. Well, fear stops us from trying new things. Fear is an enemy of taking risks. Let's say if you're a businessman and you'd like to expand, you'd like to start something new, or you want to get into a new relationship and you saw a new person that you like and you'd like to approach them and say hi and see what happens. If you have fear that it's going to end badly, or if you have fear of a heartbreak, then you're going to be afraid to approach them and tell them how you feel. But if you believe that despite the little butterflies that you have in your stomach, all is going to be fine, then you're going to take the step. So take that necessary step. Don't let those little butterflies lie to you or make you feel like you're not worthy. There's a reason they're called little butterflies and not big butterflies, because they are little and they are insignificant. So fear is insignificant and it shouldn't let you stop from doing what you are meant to do. So courage is the resistance to fear. It's not that those people who are courageous, they don't feel fear. They do. Just as Nelson Mandela had alluded in the quote that I started with. So don't think that absence of fear means that you cannot, is what's required for you to be the greatest. But fear is always there. But triumph over it is what makes you stand out. So don't let fear make you stop from taking those risks. Don't let fear change your mind and reduce your limits and in more than one way make you realign your goals because you think that you're not well prepared or you think that you're not worth it. Take that shot. I assure you, if you try, you'll be surprised on how you'll succeed with flying colors if you just had the little kind of belief in yourself. And of course, if you believe in God, you pray and ask that He may give you the guidance, and I'm sure you will triumph and you will come out successful. I would like to finish by leaving you with this saying that says, if you have a little fear, it means your course is worth it. Because if your dream is not big enough to make you feel a little bit afraid, then it's not worth it. We all are shocked by the kind of dreams and ambitions that we have, and sometimes we think that maybe we're not going to get there. But that's good, because it helps you and it drives you towards that goal. So use fear as a fuel towards achieving your goal, and not as a reducing factor or as a factor, a discouraging factor of your success. Use fear as a fuel. Use fear as the lemonade to make the success as a lemon juice. I believe that you can do it, and I am sure that you can triumph over your fear. Whatever it is, you got what it takes. My name is Muhani Gamaliel, and this has been Ball Speak. Until next time, God bless you.